Hey, Jack.
I'm gay.
Oh my god, that is so funny. I'm also gay. I was gonna tell you.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
And you're listening to Dating Straight.
Hey, Amy.
Hi, Jack.
Today, we have on Chris Medina, who is a psychic medium. And wow, am I excited. We have been talking off camera for, I don't know, 15 minutes
15
now.
Minutes, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you've been spitting a lot of truth.
Yeah.
I think it's going to get real. I think it's going to get intense maybe, but I'm really excited for you to be here with us.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me, first of all. So
first, I want to ask just about a little bit about your background.
Let's do it.
Because I feel like that will help us be able to almost like, I won't lie, I'm a little bit of a skeptic for certain things. I feel like having like a background like will show, I don't know, it'll get help me get to know you more.
My authenticity.
Well, and it'll just, yeah, you know, help me understand like where you're coming from and how these things are presenting themselves to you. So can you explain like what a psychic medium is and I don't know how you first started to notice that. Possibly.
Yeah, I've always been this way. I know people come into the game, they say they've had a traumatic accident or, you know, a death in the family that triggered something. I was born this way, just like being gay. Mm-hmm. I was born this way. Mm-hmm. So the first thing that I noticed about it was the psychic part of it. So the psychic stuff is very much intuitive hits. I never used to say the word guides, but doing this, people are like, who are they? I would just say they, and say they put images in my head. They give me information to tell the person. So when I, you know, my everyday life, if we're sitting at a restaurant or just like right now, I just need to look at you and I immediately start getting hit, start picking up, you know, what you're about. You know, I see flashes of your childhood, things like that. They tell me what your insecurities and your fears are, things that are in your way. Like earlier we talked about, you know, the only thing that's going to be in your way is you type of mentality. And the medium side of it is seeing ghosts and spirits and things like that, picking up on their energy. The way that that works is a little bit different than the psychic stuff. I've had ghosts come in and actually tell me how I should be doing it. Does that make sense? Like the one guy came to me and he was like, I don't understand how you mediums work. Like everything about, you know, when it comes to death and you die, everything about you leaves. Like your pain, your trauma, your bills, your connections with people. It's peace. It's done and it's over with. Why the fuck would we want to come back? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I'm like, that's right. Like, and then they're also telling me, also, why would I come and talk to you? I don't know you. You know what I'm saying?
But so, then they were there talking to you.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Or my guides would relay the message
ghosts
to me.
Ghosts can be hypocritical.
Exactly. Yeah. 100. I say the story all the time. I've actually been bad-mouthed and yelled at by a ghost. I got called the F word, you know, fag.
Okay.
Gay, you know, they were racist. I got called every name under the sun.
Okay.
Yeah, people, that's the part that you don't see on television.
You came to me, my guy.
Like, yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah, you're in my house. So,
yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, I've done this ever since I was a kid. It used to scare me, the ghost side of it, but the psychic stuff, no.
When was the first time that you saw a ghost? And like, did you know it was a ghost?
Yeah. Okay. Maybe when I was like 3 or 4.
Wow.
I used to live with my dad in Palmdale. And my dad was a biker, into drugs, doing all that kind of stuff. My mom was at that time getting ready to leave and all that stuff. So I spent a lot of time with myself. My sister was very, very young. She was still a baby. And I remember playing with my toys in this one room that we had in Palmdale. And this ghost, if you will, spirit entity, tried to pretend to be a clown. Like, he would play with my toys. But have you ever seen Terrifier, that movie?
I don't know, but I'm immediately already going, this is terrifying.
Yeah.
And my guides would tell me, don't talk to it. Like, it would try to play with my toys and try to make me laugh and like get in my face and make all these weird expressions. And my guides were like, just ignore it. It's not good. It's not, you're not supposed to talk to it. So I thought that was like one of the very first things that I remember. Mm-hmm. And then remember picking up on people that have passed on, but through my dad's family.
Mm-hmm.
And then I moved there. I got a little bit older. I'd say around 7 is when it really started to show itself even more, to the point to where I would sneak into my sister's room and spend the night with her because I'd be terrified.
Right.
I could pick up on it. I always say my hackles would go up. I could pick up on it walking in the house. You could hear the carpet shuffling and pick up those noises.
So are these sorts of things, both, I guess, the psychic and the medium portion, are these things that manifest like that you sort of almost physically see, or is it like a feeling, or, you know, how do you pick up on the energy?
The psychic is a feeling. The psychic is visions. It's information coming in at one time. I do not know how to explain it. Like if I give a reading to somebody over the phone, that's what it's been lately is because of the pandemic. Mm-hmm. I'm giving them the reading. I'm speaking to them with my everyday Chris Medina voice, but I'm getting the insight coming in. I'm also getting hits about myself coming through. And anybody else that's walking outside of the room that I'm in. So I have to stay focused on the person that I'm reading because it's a lot of information coming in at one time. Does mm-hmm. that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Almost like synesthesia-ish or something.
It is. It's a little all over the place. And then if you bring the medium side in it, because then as I'm giving the reading, as soon as the medium side opens up, it's not just your mother or your grandmother coming to see me. It's everybody else. And everybody's talking at one time. So I got to listen for the loudest voice talking over everybody else saying, tell Amy this, tell her this, you know, or mention her eyes or mention the dress that she used to wear as a little girl. And so I'll hear all this shit coming in at one time and I'll stop in the middle of the reading and say, I have somebody that's coming in. Does this make any sense to you? Because if not, I got to keep it moving.
Are there any spirits here now?
No, I'm not picking up on anything now.
Okay.
This is super interesting. I'm really excited to hear more about what you pick up on this. Before the show, he was already picking up on some of our astrological things. But yeah, I'm definitely interested in hearing about a lot about like our future. I think that's mostly.
Are there like places that you won't go? So if I was like, when am I gonna die, would you not tell me that?
Yeah, I don't talk about death.
Okay.
So yeah, when I do, before I do a session, do you want to hear my process?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like if this was a phone reading or it was a formal setting, I would sit down and tell you, before we get started, there's a couple things I need to let you know. I do not discuss death, and mm-hmm. that would be your death or how anybody else dies. The second thing is I'm not gonna do anything that's gonna scare the shit out of you. Okay. So if there's anything that you don't want me to tell or you don't want to know about, feel free to jump in and cut me off.
Okay.
The second thing is I tell them for the first 5 to 6 minutes of the reading, I'm going to go in and give you everything that my guides are giving me to give you right up front. And that's usually, you know, personality traits, characteristics, things that are holding you back, your fears and your insecurities. And then I'll open the reading up to any questions that you have in regards to what I said. Or if you want to know something that just popped in during the session, mm-hmm. I'll open the reading up at that time. The reason why I do that is because it's notoriously known that every psychic they can count on the person they're reading to drop dimes. So they'll cast a net out and they'll ask a couple very specific or very general questions. And they know the client's going to fill in those blanks for them. So before you know it, you've already given the psychic your reading. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So that's why I tell people, I'll cut people off during the reading and say, no, don't tell me. Don't say anything or whatever, because I want to make sure that you're paying. It's expensive. You're paying $150 for a half hour or $300 for an hour. Let me do my job and let me make it worth it for you. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Totally. And then the third thing I always tell them is that it's a very expensive reading. Your time is very important and expensive to me, but I want you to feel free to jump in to call bullshit at any time. Do not hold back. Do not worry about trying to be polite, not wanting to hurt my feelings. None of it. If it doesn't resonate or if it sounds off, let me know. When I do hit stuff, simply confirm yes, but do not give me any additional details.
Okay.
That's the first part. That's my deal. Intro.
Sounds so good.
Yeah.
Should we get started then? Do you just start reading us then?
I just jump in. Sure. So with you, and when I do the readings too, I always, people say, well, you know, what should I prepare for? Or what should I ask? Or what should I give you? I don't work with crystals. I don't work with tarot cards. I don't have any of those, no disrespect, but the hokey parlor tricks. Everything that I need is up here. Mm-hmm. So at the very most, is a picture of you or anybody else that has passed on, or anybody that you want insight on. That's what I tell people right up front. So if you're going to get a reading with me, you can bring in as many pictures as you want of whoever it is that you want. Just don't tell me who they are and I'll read them. And people love that shit. Like if you have a picture of somebody, that's all that I need. And just all the information comes in. I don't have to know their name. I don't need to know anything about them.
Okay.
That's how my stuff comes in. So with you, I'm just going to jump in if you don't mind. Mm-hmm. And again, feel free, if I go somewhere else, feel free to jump in to call bullshit.
Okay.
But I feel like with you, like I was talking about earlier before we got the show started, that the only thing that I ever see getting in your way would be you and your way of thinking, especially when it comes to how you handle your emotions and how you receive love. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Like you could be very guarded and very at arm's length with people. And the reason why, you gave me a little bit of background to you. We talked about this, but this was after I started reading you initially, you're a triple Scorpio. So you got to be very, very, you're all water. And Scorpio is very much the planet of, it's a sign of transformation. It's life, death. It's very intuitive, but it's a deep intuition. There are natural bullshit detectors. You guys can smell and spot bullshit a mile away, size somebody up and see what's going on with them. And that's what fucks you guys up, is because you pick up on the intention of the other person. Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. Like, they don't have to say anything. You'll probably use the words, I just get this vibe off of them. Mm. Or there's something about them that makes me feel. That's what you would say about that. So you have to be careful on who you're around and who you let in. But at the same time, you're a very good judge of character. So I would tell you, if I was going to give you any insight, I would tell you to learn control. To learn how to control your emotions and your way of thinking. And I know that you had mentioned that you're in therapy.
Yeah, that's what I've been like learning to do, is to manage my emotions.
I'm going to shit on that just a little bit here. Just a tiny, I know, as if. I would never ever tell anybody not to go see a therapist, a psychologist or a psychiatrist. I'm going to sweeten this up really good so you know why I'm saying this.
Okay.
Because somebody like you and you too, you have to make sure whoever it is that you, the you two especially, whoever that you're going to see, is either on the same level as you or a level higher up than you. Mm-hmm. Because what's going to end up happening is you're going to end up reading them. Mm-hmm. You're going to end up picking up on their inadequacies and start to pick up things about them. And it's just not worth it.
I've totally done this with a therapist before. And I was like, I can't.
It's not worth it. Because then you just sit there and you're just going there to talk. Mm-hmm. And you kind of find out shit about them. And you're like, yeah, you're a really good therapist. But at the same time, you're kind of like not really good at your job.
Thank you so much, Upstart, for sponsoring this episode of the podcast. When it comes to paying off debt, it can often feel like an uphill battle. High interest rates resulting in minimum monthly payments keeps you in an endless cycle of debt. But Upstart can help you get ahead. It's the fast and easy way to pay off your debt with a personal loan all online.
Whether it's paying off credit cards, consolidating high interest debt, or funding personal expenses, over 500,000 people have used Upstart to get simple, fixed monthly payments. Unlike other lenders, Upstart looks at more than just your credit score, like your income and employment history. This means that they can offer smarter rates with trusted partners. With a 5-minute online rate check, you can see your rate upfront for loans between $1,000 to $50,000. You can receive funds as fast as one business day for accepting your loan. Find out how Upstart can lower your monthly payments today when you go to upstart.com/dating. That's upstart.com/dating. Don't forget to use our URL to let them know we sent you, please. Loan amounts will be determined based on your credit, income, and certain other information provided in the loan application. Go to upstart.com/dating.
Thanks, Upstart. Thank you so much. Also to Relief Band. Did you know that 1 in 3 Americans regularly suffer from nausea?
Yeah.
That is awful.
And did you know that 1 in 3 Australians also probably do?
Yeah,
one of one Australians does.
We've all experienced the horrible feeling, whether it's in the backseat of a car, staring at your phone after one too many on a night out with friends.
Been there.
Or even just the anxiety of a work day. Been there. Nausea can ruin a day, force us to change our plans, and in the most severe cases, make us unable to function. For those of you who can relate, I've got some good news. You've got to check out Relief Band.
Relief Band is the number one FDA-cleared anti-nausea wristband that has been clinically proven to relieve and effectively prevent nausea and vomiting associated with motion sickness, anxiety, migraines, hangovers, morning sickness, chemotherapy, and so much more. The product is 100% drug-free, non-drowsy, and provides all-natural, long-lasting relief with zero side effects for as long as needed. The technology was originally developed over 20 years ago in hospitals to relieve nausea from patients, but now the Relief Band, it is available to the masses. How it works is Relief Band stimulates a nerve in the wrist that travels to the part of the brain that controls nausea. Then it blocks the signal your brain is sending to your stomach, telling you that you are sick. And if you know someone who deals with nausea, Relief Band makes a great gift. I know someone who deals with nausea.
It's me.
Here you go.
I use it sometimes and I have no idea how it works. It's so random, but it totally does work. It's just like a little band.
It's a little science.
It's a little science that I honestly don't need to understand. Mm-hmm. And then it just like has this little thing in your wrist and you feel it and then you just like magically feel better. And I have no idea, but it's great.
Yeah. So as the world opens up again, don't let the fear of nausea keep you on the sidelines. Right now, Relief Band has an exclusive offer just for Dating Straight listeners. If you go to reliefband.com and use promo code DATING, you'll receive 20% off plus free shipping and a no questions asked 30-day money-back guarantee. So head to reliefband.com and use promo code DATING for 20% off plus free shipping.
Thanks, Relief Band. Yeah. No, my therapist is amazing.
Good, good. Yeah. As long as you have that banter back and forth and she strengthens you rather than just supporting you. Because for somebody like you, I would tell you, I can support you until the end of fucking time. Mm. But you have to be the one to get up and make shit happen. Mm-hmm. You cannot crawl back into bed. You can't hide under the covers. You can't hide. That's what I would tell somebody like you. And to get out there and don't worry about it, because you don't like surprises. You don't like to be caught off guard. You don't like the rug pulled out from underneath you.
Yeah.
But you're not dumb. That's what you fail to realize sometimes, is that you're not dumb. Mm-hmm. You can spot this. You have to allow yourself the opportunity to go through with it. And then you call bullshit. Because then how are you going to learn if you don't give yourself the opportunity to go and you do the coulda, shoulda, woulda, and the what if stuff? And I would find it very hard to believe, my love, if you ever fucking told me that you could be easily manipulated.
Really?
I don't think she...
Bullshit.
You don't think?
I think that's a bullshit moment. Mm-hmm.
I don't think that you could be manipulated.
Maybe not now.
Even then, even if this was your past, let's just say 5 or 6 years ago, okay, when you were really young.
Yeah.
I still think that you would be like, I don't know about this. And you would either go along with it.
Yeah.
You're going to slap me right here with your own stupidity, though. But you know better.
I think that's true.
Yeah, there we go.
Like you are. So specific thing. Sorry, I shouldn't be jumping in. But
but you're her friend, though, so it's good to back it up.
Yeah, well, I just know that like we would have conversations about certain things and we both were on the same page about like something has to end or end. Mm-hmm. And you knew that too, but it was hard to
figure it out.
It was hard to make the first move. And, you know,
because when you mess with somebody or you fuck with somebody and you bring them into your circle, you could be really loyal and you're looking for that back in return. So what ends up happening is that it's kind of like the Virgo mentality. You'll try to exhaust all your resources with them first.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense? Give them a chance and keep going, giving them, because may these words haunt you. You're picking up on the intention behind them. So you see a really good person, but what him and I see or what we get from that person is we're going to tell you, stop fucking wasting your time. Mm. They are never going to change. And you're like, yeah, but that's such a shitty thing to tell somebody, blah, 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 blah. And then you start to get emotional about it. You start to feel sorry for them.
Mm-hmm.
And that can be, you can be easily played that way based on your emotions. That's why I tell Scorpios all the time. I used to work with a Scorpio that would fuck with me notoriously. Like I hated her. Like I could not stand her. I would, and I'm not bitchy. Like I look bitchy, but if I don't fuck with you or I don't like you, I'm just going to act like you're not even there. Like not with a mean face or kind of like making it well aware that I don't want to see you. I just don't see you. And she would come up to me and be like, good morning, Chris. Good morning. And like get in my way. Even to the point to where she got so irritated that I wasn't paying any attention to her that they took me to human resources. And they were like, you know, the handbook says that you have to be polite to everybody here at work. And I'm like, the fact that I'm not calling this bitch a dumb bitch is polite enough. You know what I'm saying?
Goodness.
Exactly. So what ended up happening, she kept doing it. She kept going and doing that stuff. And I told my friend, I said, watch this. I'm going to get her emotional and she's going to come undone. It took 2 words to come out of my mouth. And she did everything else. She was so much in my face going like this, or yelling at me, you this or whatever. Like the whole audience was there. I didn't have to do anything.
Whoa.
And she was fired.
What were the two words?
What were the two words?
Yeah, you said it took 2 words.
It was just like, mm-hmm. And just kind of giving her that look. Yeah. I just, you know what
Zero
I'm saying?
Words.
Yeah. Yeah. But, you know, with you, again, like I said, I think that you... Your anxiety and your insecurities and your fears that are going on inside of you is definitely something that you're going to have to work through in this lifetime. I definitely feel like if we're going to dip into the past life, I hate doing past life readings because there's no way to validate that. And I'm all about working on what's happening in the present time. You hear psychics tell people all the time, you know, you got lifetimes of karmic energy that you're trying to work through. And you know that, you know, you had this happen. That's great, but we can't do anything about it. We can't go back in time. We can't change it. We got to worry about what's going on here. Mm-hmm. So this lifetime for you is very important as far as like your mental health and how you receive love. That's huge. You're here to heal. If you truly are a triple Scorpio, this lifetime is very transformational for you. It's all about lessons. It's all about evolving, and you need to evolve from within. You're great on the outside. You can fool anybody, but I know what's going on the inside, and that's where the problem is. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any questions about that?
No. I don't.
How do you feel about it?
Oh. Wow. Oh my God. Well, I mean, like, I feel like that's true. I feel like that's so true. But, and I feel like I am working on it, you know, best of my, but I'm all about like evolution and taking lessons from like terrible things. Like that's my whole.
Yeah. And the tattoo that
yeah,
you
have. Exactly. Yeah. I have a slingshot tattoo. So it's like anything that's going to pull you back is going to propel you forward.
So but make sure that again, that every day, especially for somebody like you, that you're taking, this is important for you, that you're every day that you take yourself out of your comfort zone, little by little, learning how to trust, coming into your power. You are not somebody that I would ever tell that you drop the reins of life or that you, but you're so young. So some of the words that I'm saying here are, you know, it's for people that are way older than you are and you're just coming into yourself and you're coming into yourself at a very young age. So that tells me the soul wants to evolve. The soul wants to go through the lessons, not this beautiful face that you're wearing in this lifetime, the outer body that we're seeing here. I'm talking about your soul, your essence and your presence. What's in the inside of you wants to evolve. So every day, take yourself out of your comfort zone. You're going to have to learn how to trust. Mm-hmm. And it makes it seem like you have huge trust issues, but I'm talking about trust issues that you have on the outside. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And just making sure, because a lot of people like you, they understand. It's very practical. It's very knowledgeable. You know, I'm reading this. I'm going to therapy here. But what ends up happening is you guys accumulate all this knowledge and you don't do anything with it. There's no action behind it. That's why I tell you every day, take yourself out of your comfort zone. So you can start to really evolve and you could see those changes happening. I give you 2 years before you're in a different headspace.
Okay.
I'd be surprised whether or not that you'd be on medication around that time if you are currently on medication.
What's the different headspace?
The different
in
headspace
comparison to this headspace I have now.
I think that there's a lot of fears and insecurities and a lot of what if and a lot of triggers that still roam through your head right now. Because when I look inside your mind, I know this is just a hokey thing to say, but you shut the door on me. You don't let me stay in there long enough. I can look inside the room and see that it's messy or whatever's going on in there, but you're like, okay, let's go to the next one. You kind of skirt me along really fast. Yeah.
Okay. Less insecure in 2 years. Love that.
Less insecure and also a better understanding of who you are. Think about that really fast. You have to understand something. I read people on a daily basis that are twice your age. That are coming into it now. How old are you, like 26?
27.
27?
Mm-hmm.
You haven't even hit your Saturn return yet. And you want, this is the time that you're going to start, you're getting closer. This is going to be like the shadow period, but you're starting off earlier. Mm-hmm. You've kind of like been, I would have to say you've been doing some soul searching for the last 2 years.
Yes.
So you're wanting to learn early. The soul, remember that. Let me manipulate you with this part. The soul wants to evolve. Don't hold it back. That's a huge lesson in this lifetime because you don't want to come back. I doubt very much that you even wanted to come back into this lifetime. I wonder if your mother had a difficult pregnancy with you or your birth was difficult. Do you know anything about that?
I don't know anything about that.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder.
Yeah, you're half in and half out. You got a very spiritual type of energy. It's almost like, again, you can wear the face of death. So it's like somebody that didn't want to be here but has to come back here to learn these lessons.
Cool.
How do you feel about that?
I feel good. I don't know. Yeah. I want to learn lessons. I want to, you know. And it's funny that you say in 2 years because I've written like a whole list of things that I want to have in a couple years. And like on there is to be like less insecure, like more sure of myself, you know, like learn more, that whole thing.
Good for you. I think that you're well on your way. I think I'm going to, may these words haunt you yet again. The only thing that's going to be in her way is you.
Yeah.
That's it. You're too strong for anything else, but you're not giving yourself the credit that you deserve.
Mm.
Sometimes we see your worth more than you see than you see it. And it's such a shitty thing for somebody to come and tell you, oh, you're worth so much more.
Mm-hmm.
You have to feel it.
Mm. Cool. Are Jack and I going to be friends forever?
Yeah, you guys are going to always have a connection. You ready for yours?
I'm ready, yeah.
Okay. So your lessons here are all about more. Yours is a little bit different. Your energy is a little bit lighter. I would say you're more of a newer type of soul. I'm not saying that you haven't been here before, but you really came here to learn how to get out of your comfort zone and also out of your own head sometimes too, but in a different way than hers. And also too, your love is important to you. And I feel like you tiptoe back and forth on what it is that you're looking for when it comes to love.
Mm-hmm.
And you got to stay away from people that are more emotional than you are. So they cannot be weak. They cannot have more feminine energy than you, because you need a stable, grounding type of presence. You need someone that's not going to let you succumb to your own bullshit. And you've got a lot of excuses sometimes.
About what?
About why he is the way that he is sometimes. Mm-hmm. And he could be very much stubborn and resistant to change.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. And you require a lot of space too.
Thank you so much, Aura Frames, for sponsoring this episode of the podcast.
Let me tell you a little something. Aura Digital Frames are beautifully designed Wi-Fi frames that connect people around the world through a delightful photo sharing experience. Download the free app and set up a frame in minutes and add photos. Free unlimited storage is included, so you and your entire family can share thousands of photos from your phone to Aura's HD display in an instant. We often hear digital frame and we tend to think a plastic, gadgety looking eyesore that ends up in the box in the garage. Not Aura. No, ma'am. Mm-mm. These gorgeous, living room worthy frames are shockingly simple to set up, even for the technologically challenged, and make it easy and fun to share photos from anywhere in the world using the Aura app. Aura's super high res auto brightness adjusting display means your photos always look their best.
I just got mine in the mail and it looks so cute, and it is really the perfect gift. Recommended by 130 plus gift guides, twice selected by Oprah. Oprah Winfrey. In Oprah's Favorite Things, Aura is Wirecutter's number one pick in digital frames. Aura is featured in the New York Times, Wall Street Journal, Forbes, and many high-end home decor publications. It's the hottest gift. They completely sold out mid-December 2020 and in Valentine's Day. They've restocked for Mother's Day, so grab it at an amazing discount while it lasts.
Aura is offering listeners up to $100 off their Wi-Fi digital frames with the code DATING. Visit AuraFrames.com. to redeem.
Thanks, Aura. Thank you also so much, Dipsy, for sponsoring this episode as well. Just because you're grown up doesn't mean that you've outgrown bedtime stories. Mm-mm. Whether you want a story to turn you on or wind you down for a better sleep, Dipsy helps you get in touch with yourself for some extra sweet dreams. Dipsy is an audio app full of short, sexy stories designed to turn you on. Each Dipsy story features characters that feel like real people and immersive scenarios, so you feel like you're right there.
Yeah, and you guys love Dipsy, which I love. Find stories about an off-limits hookup with your professor, or a costume party that takes things to the next level, or maybe a story where your partner tells you exactly what to do, or you try a new toy together. They release new stories every week, so there's always more to explore, no matter who or what you're into. Dipsy also has wellness sessions to help you learn more about yourself, and bedtime stories and soundscapes to help you relax before you drift off. And for listeners of the show, Dipsy is offering a 30-day free trial when you go to dipsystories.com/straight. That's a 30-day free trial when you go to dipsea stories.com/straight. Again, that is dipsystories.com/straight. It's free. What do you got to lose?
Yeah. Thanks, Dipsy.
Yeah. I mean, I definitely feel like a new soul sometimes. Like, I feel like I don't know. Like, sometimes I feel like the world is happening to me rather than, like, me being comfortable in the world, if you know what I mean, mm-hmm. which is something we talked about before the show as well, is like why I sort of am like a homebody a little bit. And like I feel like I need someone who will sort of like be a catalyst for me to do something, because I do really like to like get out
there.
But
you need that
and
vibe though.
What?
You need that vibe. You need, like you just said, I need somebody that's going to
inspire
push me. Yeah,
yeah.
Push me to do things. Not push you in a way that hurry you along and rush mm-hmm. you, but he needs somebody that's going to be like my best friend Jay. Get up. Let's just go and do it. You're going to mm-hmm. have a good time. Let's just get up and let's go do it. Getting them to get out of the house mm-hmm. or to get in the mood takes forever. They could be very, yeah.
Do you think so? I feel like when I'm like, let's go do this, you're like, okay.
Well, that's because when you're like, let's go do this, I'm like, yeah. For Amy, like Amy is very much like goes to the beach by herself all the time, like does things by herself. Or like, mm-hmm. like I even sometimes have a hard time like going and getting a coffee by myself. Like I have like, you know, like actually mobilizing. I have a hard time mobilizing.
Yeah.
But I enjoy when I do it.
Mm. He just needs to be pushed. He needs to be like, let's just go and get it over with. You'll be fine once you get out of the house mm-hmm. type of mentality. Mm-hmm. But also too, he could be very insecure when it comes to his feelings and putting himself out there. As far as like, he can overthink. he can really do a number on him. So that's why I'm saying that love is important to him in this lifetime, as far as like finding that person that again, I don't want to say stabilizes, because that would be like suppresses you or kind of holds you down, but at the same time, somebody that grounds you, mm-hmm. somebody that again, you need somebody that on the same level as you or a step up higher. So you'd be really good with like an earth sign.
Mm.
Like a Taurus would be good. I'm a Taurus. Yeah, a Taurus would be good. Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah, right. another Scorpio would be good too. Scorpio and Cancer go together like crazy. Pisces. What ends up happening with that too, even though they're water signs, is you got to be careful that you're not with people the same thing as her that bring you down.
Yeah, I definitely do like have a tendency, I think, to go for people who... are, yeah, more, I think stable might be the right word. I know you say maybe not stable, but I think that is sometimes the right word of like, I just feel very unstable in life, I think. And so I need like assurance, you know?
You're going to punch me. And then maybe this is too vulnerable, but you need someone that's going to protect you at the same time too. Because he's a little bit more of like a, when I say baby, I'm not saying like a crybaby. I'm talking about he probably likes his head to be rubbed. He likes to feel like cozy and nurtured. Mm. He likes to take care of, he's got a big heart. He has to have that in return. Does that make sense? He's going to go above and beyond for everybody else, but he needs that. He needs someone that's going to, when I say take care of you, not take care of you financially like a sugar daddy, but that's always good.
Right,
exactly.
Yeah.
But you need that assurance.
Mm-hmm,
yeah,
definitely.
What's the relationship like with you and your mom?
Very good. Mm-hmm. Both my parents, really good relationship. Yeah, I feel like my family life, how it's affected me is like, both my parents are like, quite successful. And so I think there's a part of me that's like, feels like I'll never live up to like, not their expectations, but my expectations of what I think they will think. Like, you know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. I know that they don't actually care, but like, there's something within me that's like,
You need lots of flexibility though. You need to be able to come and go as you please. So when it comes to your career, whatever it is that you plan on doing, it would have to be in the creative, and also that gives you the flexibility to travel around and again, like I said, come and go as you please. And you said you're a Sagittarius rising. So again, I don't want to make this all about astrology, but you need to be able to cool your jets somewhere else, like long distance vacations. You know what I'm saying? Things that inspire you, things that trigger inspiration in some way, because you can be very much, when I say doom and gloom, that's the wrong word, but you could be very much inside your own head though and not want to come out. And are you into comic books and stuff too?
I'm into video games and I'm into like Dungeons and Dragons.
Yeah,
so it's not quite comics, but it's like a similar,
but
sort
it's
of
imagination. It's
definitely, yeah, imaginative.
And he needs like, when I look into his mind, it's all colors. It's all very visual. It's very creative. It's very much, there's low-key music that I hear playing in the background. So this is somebody that kind of likes to create a vibe when he's by himself, or can get lost and like, can daydream a lot and get caught up in their head, always thinking about stuff. Like when he sees things, he tweaks it in a way like, oh, if this was me, I would do it this way, mm-hmm. type of mentality. Does that make sense?
Definitely.
Mm-hmm.
1000%.
But love is important to you. And I don't see either one of you being alone for the rest of your lives. I feel like with you, your when you fall in love, are you in a relationship right now?
No.
That's going to change. And I feel like it's going to be an older person.
When
not
is it gonna change?
Not grandpa old. But you guys, here's what I don't understand about this generation is you guys go for like the oldest people. Like I knew a girl that was like in her late 20s that was dating like a 60-year-old man.
Well, she has a crush on my aunt.
True.
Who's 70.
True. She's really hot.
But you lesbians are tricky though. So I'm just kidding.
But, wait. Yeah. Wait. Okay.
When?
Yeah. What will they be like?
They're gonna be. I think they're gonna be incredibly butch, in a way where if they're not like butch like manly acting, there's something about their presence that's very manly or very, when I say serious, I think sometimes they can be mistaken as kind of like, God, he always seems so serious. And then you would back them up and say, no, 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 that's just the way that he looks. But when we're by ourselves, it's completely different. Mm-hmm. He makes me laugh like nobody else makes me laugh. And that's what I see coming in for him, is somebody with a personality, with a sense of humor, because he needs that. He needs to be able to banter back and forth with them and have that communication going. So, but he also needs that grounding type energy. You kind of remind me of somebody that just, and I mean this with the utmost respect, and I'm not trying to downplay anything you do moving forward, but you remind me of somebody that wants to be taken care of.
Yeah.
Totally.
Yeah. I want to be taken care of, but I also want to be able to take care of someone else, you know?
Yeah.
Like I want, you've got my mind in a flurry.
Opening doors.
I want like just caring, you know, like mutual caring. And okay, maybe I want to be babied. All right.
You do.
And I feel like he's not going to be here for much longer as far as like living here. I think that he's going to do a lot of, and this is not, I'm trying to not get the astrology stuff mixed in with my reading here, mm-hmm. because Sagittarius rising people always travel around, mm-hmm. and stuff like that. But I feel like this person's going to take, you guys are going to end up doing a lot of traveling together, a lot of sightseeing. So this person might have money. Or have the ability to do that kind of stuff to where they're like, they get bored or they get antsy. What do you think about doing this here? Because I see a lot of pictures. I see a lot of like long distance scenery and stuff, and just kind of like taking a lot of pictures. We went here, we went there, but there's something very, very masculine and very, when I say set in their ways, it's not in a stubborn type of way, but this is somebody that is very sure of themselves, that probably deals with a lot of different personalities. Maybe they're in the industry. Mm. That to where they have to be a certain way to when they come home, they don't want to play games. Like when I'm off, it's a Saturday. I just want to go. I want to spend time with you. I don't want to talk about work. I don't want to go do shit like that. I want to make sure that I'm spending my time wisely with you. I see him being very protective over him that way.
Mm.
And he's going to eat that shit up. As much as he says he doesn't, he's going to love that.
So. I don't need that.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
What do you see for the future of this podcast? Jack is leaving.
But that's not going to be for a while, though.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay. I think there's going to be, I don't see this being the end all be all for you guys. I think that you guys should, I would be surprised, again, I can be totally wrong here, but I'd be surprised if this lasted more than 2 years in a positive way.
Two more years.
Because I see, you guys keep forgetting, though, especially you.
Yeah.
You very much want to plan out. Uh-huh. But at the same time, your lesson is to learn how to be present. Mm. You know what I'm saying? So with you, I'm going to say this to both of you guys. You guys have not even met the guest stars of your lives yet. We're in a pandemic right now. Things are closed. That's not fully open yet. So we're doing a lot of staying home and there's not a lot of opportunity. But once things start moving and grooving, especially with your two personalities, watch how that brings different opportunities in. So don't, I know this show means a lot to you guys, but this is not your end all be all. Mm-hmm. So I would definitely use this as a catalyst or as the jump off point and start bringing other stuff in, especially again, like I said, when things start to open up, it's going to bring other people in. So it's going to be a good thing. It's going to be kind of like, you know, I think we should go in this direction here. But mm-hmm. again, I don't see you being here for very long either.
Yeah. In LA?
Uh-huh.
Where am I going?
I don't know. I don't know yet. I can't see that far.
Mm.
But you've got a lot of, you're not going to feel the same way in a couple of years, not about the show, but about life. I feel like I want to explore more. I feel like I'm ready to go do X, Y, and Z. I feel like I can conquer this fear if I go and do this.
Yeah.
And him with him too. Love is going to hit him. He's somebody that gets involved in a relationship and he's a one hit wonder in relationships.
Like you mean like.
Like he's looking for, he's looking, dating
he's gonna
is
find the one.
But you're also very young. Like
I'm what?
You're young.
Oh.
You're very young. So like, yeah. But when it comes to relationships, if the right person comes along, he's somebody that would stay in a relationship for a very long time.
Yeah.
He doesn't like change. Once I settle in, I don't want to move for a little bit. I want to absorb all this.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Yeah. It's funny you say that because I've actually like never really had a long-term relationship, which is sort of what I feel like you're saying is like, I'm sort of just waiting for, like, I don't have the time necessarily to like get to know someone and no,
that's bullshit. I'm gonna call you out really fast.
What?
If the strong personality came right now, mm-hmm. if I brought in somebody that was very attracted to him and he was attracted to him, all this bullshit, all these excuses would be out the fucking window because this person.
No. Oh. I mean, like, I don't have the time for someone who, like, I immediately feel. You know what I mean? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, that's. So I'm sort of just waiting for that, like, really strong connection, I think, that I feel and, like, can see going far from, like, almost the very beginning.
You Cancers are very loyal people. They, when they love hard. Like, Jay and I, he's straight as hell. I'm obviously gay as hell. And we're best friends for almost close to 15 years. Wow. And when I say that Cancers are loyal, I have put him through the ringer in just a friendship. Like, with all my, I'm the polar opposite of Scorpio is Taurus. So I can get just as emotional as you, mm-hmm. but 20 times worse, and put him through the ringer, and he sticks around. They're very much kind of like, I'm not going anywhere type of mentality. So when it hits you, you got a really good soul. Your essence, your presence on the inside is very clean. It's very, I mean, I'm sure you like to have a good time and fuck around, whatever, but you're also very innocent. So, and I don't feel like you're somebody that, sex may be a little bit different. We'll talk about that later, but, it can be a little bit, you know, I would say a little bit, not on the kinky, but not overly kinky, but he likes to get down that he's got a very vivid imagination sexually.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I would say yes.
So that's why I'm saying when this guy comes in, they're going, love is, you're not going to have to worry about love in this lifetime. This person's going to, yeah, but get yourself good. There. Yeah.
Good. That's good to hear.
How do you feel about it? Feel free to jump in to call bullshit.
No bullshit. That's sweet. You're going to find love, honey. Mm-hmm.
That's good. I do worry about love a lot. So maybe I just need to not. Well, I think I did. Now I don't as much. Mm-hmm. I've sort of just accepted like that more so with time, with many different things also. Just like life will. I don't have to worry about things happening, about what will happen, because things will just happen. You know what I mean?
Just pay attention to your signs, though. Make sure that you're being, you know, that you're looking for what it is that you're looking for, and that you're paying attention to what's going on. Because people always ask me, you know, how do I become more intuitive? How do I get to where you're at? You're going to have to pay attention. Like, this thing is nonstop. I don't sleep until like 3 or 4 in the morning, and I have to get up at 7 o'clock. Like, I don't sleep very well. So because it's always on, I'm always internalized, I'm always getting hits. And, you know, and with you guys, I'm not saying that you guys are not intuitive, but what ends up happening is that we get jaded by society. You know, our mm-hmm. parents jade our minds. They, you know, they come in with their bullshit, their teachings and all that stuff, and they kind of hinder us from who we truly are. So this is the time that you guys are both opening up, getting to know yourself, exploring around. Like when I was your age, I already had a kid. I have two kids.
Really?
My daughter is 22 and my son is 21.
Wow.
Yeah. So I was already, I started off young. By the age of 14, I had fucked everything in sight by that time.
Right on.
Oh my God.
So yeah. So with you, like I said, give yourself some room to grow. Get out there and date. You're a very good looking guy. You're beautiful too.
Oh, thank you.
And you guys got amazing personalities. Don't be shy. Don't Please. Hide that stuff. Explore. Have a good time. Especially in the area that you're in the industry that you're in. Mm. And take advantage of it.
The show that we have. Yeah, we've got a date.
But here's the thing though. Scorpio and Taurus can capitalize off that stuff. You guys, I'm very comfortable with you. Mm-hmm. It's not because you guys are younger or whatever and I feel like I'm older and I'm superior. You guys make it very homely. You guys make it very comfortable for people to come in here and relax. Capitalize off of that. Especially, again, this could lead to some, you're very communicative. Your personality is different than hers is. You can put on, more of a, I'm not saying, it sounds like I'm bashing you, but I'm not.
No,
but you can put it, you're made for this. Your personality. So don't be afraid to push yourself. Because I see more communication. I see more radio.
Interesting.
Oh.
So think about that for a second.
Okay.
And with you, your route, I can't give you too much.
No, please tell me everything.
But as you go through the healing process, mm-hmm. you're going to see how that flips the script in your life and how you're going to want to help other people heal. And I see books in your future.
Oh.
A writer.
Mm-hmm. do you do any writing?
I mean, I journal, mm-hmm. but not writing.
Pay attention to those journals. When you start feeling like you start feeling yourself opening up a little bit more and you feel like that pressure's off of you, go back a couple of years and look through those journals and see where you're at now. And it'll trigger memories and stuff. And then you're going to want to speak about it because there's a lot of women, especially, again, I'm playing the lesbian card here, but I read a lot of, you know, different, you know, mixtures of people here. Mm-hmm. And there's people that are going to want to hear your story, that have the same issues as you are, and they're looking for somebody to lead them. Not to be led, but to open up the doors of their mind and to say things that there were. You'd be surprised how many people have come up to me and were like, oh my God, listening to your story, you inspired me to do X, Y, and Z. How did you get the strength to do it? Well, you get fucking tired of being pushed around. You get tired of feeling depressed. You get tired of being so much in your head that you're going to get irritated. You're going to get to the point to where you're going to be like, you know what? I'm done with this. I feel like I'm ready to. You're going to evolve whether you like it or not in this lifetime. Whether you have it a little bit tougher than he does, you're here for redemption. You're here to take advantage of what you didn't do before. So you're always going to feel a sense of responsibility, a sense of urgency. Work with that. How do you think it's like for me being a psychic, having to have so many people rely on me for information to give them insight? And when I grew up having this ability, I used it in the wrong way. I used to lie and manipulate people because I knew what they wanted to hear.
Mm.
So you definitely have a story to tell.
Cool. Good.
Yeah.
I feel that.
Yeah.
I want to know more about like our future careers and like what our lives are going to look like. I don't know if that's something that you can tell us.
I can tell you that, but first things first with you is getting out of your own way. And this is so important for you. Again, may these words haunt you. Let me manipulate you. You need to understand who you are and how you work, because with you, you are the type of person that gets that aha moment. And that's out of nowhere.
Yeah.
When I say the aha moment, your ass could be sitting there having dinner with your girlfriend and all of a sudden be like, oh my God, I got this. I got this idea. I got this hit.
Yeah.
You need clarity. So if you are going through a therapist and you're getting the help that you need, pay attention to what they're telling you. And remember, take yourself out of your comfort zone every day. Do something a little bit different that brings you out, because you need clarity. And then when it comes to your career, like I said, I see you getting involved in the healing profession. And if it's not going to be the healing profession, you're going to be talking about shit.
Mm-hmm.
I just see you educating. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
What do you see yourself doing?
I would like to be on reality TV, but not like, I don't know, I the one, you know, that not like shitty reality TV. Like I would like to share my story. I would like to share more of my life,
I think that's a brilliant idea. That's what I'm working towards.
Yeah.
Because I told people that before, you know, I got involved in this. I mean, I worked in the insurance industry. I mean, I have two kids. I'm older. And I said, when my guides came and told me, okay, this is where you're going to make that transition. You're going to jump from doing this into your true calling. And I was like, if I'm going to do this, I'm not doing it the way that everybody else is doing it. I'm not chasing ghosts in a cemetery, screaming at them. I don't want to scribble shit on a notepad and sweat profusely. I want to be able to give them the psychic stuff. I want to tell them what's in their way. I don't want to bring in a bunch of hokey parlor tricks. I want to be the Howard Stern of psychics. I want to change the way people look at the metaphysical world and spirituality with a more up-to-date and present time. Forget all that mumbo jumbo about, you know, you were a warrior princess in your past life and you have all these lifetimes of karmic energy that you need to work through. That's bullshit. Mm-hmm. All it does is suppress you and it distracts you from what's going on right now. So again, like I said, with you, as you go through the healing, as you go through your own healing process, you have a better understanding of who you are. It's, mark my fucking words, it's going to open the windows of your mind to where you're going to be like, I see and I understand. And if you want to get into reality TV, you, again, may these words haunt you, you got to be very careful of who you're around, because toxic shit. And the reason why I'm saying this is because you got a little bit of a demon inside of you, not a negative thing. And what I mean by demon is that low key fucker that antagonizes you, that plays on your insecurities.
We call her Brenda. Yeah.
You got to be careful. I'm going to be just a little bit serious here. I don't mean to fuck up, but you got to be careful with that, because people like you and I have that. And I always tell people my psychic ability would be off the charts if I didn't have to suppress that demon inside of me. This is the one that wants to go at people. This is the one that doesn't want to take any bullshit, that wants to really take your insecurities and fears because you talk a big game and use it against you. That's how I used to work. So I have to be very careful in who I'm around. And it will test me. People will come up and say stupid ass things. And I literally have, my tongue probably looks like Swiss cheese from having to bite it down, from bite it all the time. But with you, it can really do a number on your energy, like make you feel down. So just be careful on who you're around.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think this past year has been very that though. like really only spending time with who you actually really want to.
That's good.
Yeah.
The pandemic worked in your favor?
Totally.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It did. And that's what I tell people all the time. For me, the pandemic, yeah, a lot of people, you know, lost lives, lost a lot of things here. But for me, it kind of leveled everything out because I'm so ahead of the game sometimes that I needed everybody else to slow down and to kind of be a little bit out of my way so I can do what I'm doing. And I totally capitalized it if I took advantage of it. So I would recommend the same for you. And again, with you, you've got so many, he's just different. He's younger. He's got more of like a youthful type soul. Mm-hmm. He's going to, it's just, I don't know how to say this. It sounds like I'm making your life boring, but it's about love. It's about being taken care of. It's also smiles and being happy and taking advantage of it. You're here to explore. You're here to learn. That's why I told you I'd be very surprised if you were here, living here, because I see you traveling. I see you being around, seeing the sights. Mm-hmm. So take advantage of that.
Yeah. I mean, we've talked about this before. I don't necessarily see myself here forever or no. for long. Like LA, it doesn't inspire me, mm-mm. you know?
No.
So, yeah. But, you know, it's a great place that has brought so many opportunities as well.
A little bit of everything. Yeah. But again, like I said, you have not met the guest stars of your life. I mean, you have no idea what's going to happen, especially for you in the next 7 months.
7 months?
So, what's happening in 7 months?
Yeah, I wanna
we'll
know.
Have to see. But 7 months, yeah.
In terms of love, you think?
In terms of like, I wouldn't go so far as a complete 180, but I feel like you're going to be a little bit more refined and have a little bit more, I'm not saying that you're all over the place, that you're not stable here, but have a little bit more stability in your life. That's mm-hmm. what I see.
Yeah, I think I feel even more stable than I feel like every day I feel a little bit more stable than I did the last.
Uh-huh.
I guess I recently graduated college. A lot of my anxieties, maybe that you're picking up on, uh-huh. is money related. Like, I don't believe that I can take care of myself, right? Is like this thing that I have convinced myself. I've been working on that, and I feel like I just recently got like a new job and out of college for my first job, and we're still doing this. And like, I feel like I'm like finally realizing that like, yeah, I definitely do like want someone who like I feel supports me as well. But I do feel confident in that like I every day feel more like stable in my own self as well.
He's definitely somebody that vibes in his own bubble. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense? Like he could be very social and outgoing here, but he can work from anywhere. He can work from home. He can go into an office or whatever. But I'm not worried about your future and your career or anything like that at all. I think that you're aligning yourself with where you need to go. But I feel like, what do you do right now? Are you on the technical side of stuff?
I guess so. I actually work for a video editing company, like a software. They're making a software, but I'm on camera, like trying to promote the product through like tutorials and like on TikTok and things. So I'm like on camera.
I would definitely capitalize off of your personality and the connections that you make with people, because you're here to talk. You're here. You again, like I said, you, I think a good distraction for him is work. Like, you know, being social and, you know, being in the entertainment industry and doing all that stuff and having a good time and being in his zone with that. I think that's fine. I think that's where he's going to go. But I see his personal life shining more in this lifetime than his career. So again, like I said, I'm not trying to take away from anything that you're studying or what you're learning, but yeah, I have a feeling that the person that you come, that he gets involved with is going to have money in some sort of way, to where he's going to be like, you know, he says I don't have to, but I want my independence.
Right. Well,
be a sugar baby.
Oh my God. yeah, no, I definitely, that's a mindset that I definitely try and have. Like, it's definitely sways back and forth of like, I am really worried about finances and money, but like, I also, it ebbs and flows in terms of sometimes, and I'm like,
you don't need that much.
It's not what I want my life to be surrounded or I want to think about. Like, yeah. I want it to be about relationships and learning about people and caring for people and growing. And like, money is just like almost like a symptom of like how to make life suitable for me, and then I can, you know, try and do like other things. But I get wrapped up in the money side before I'm able to like excel in that other side.
But if I was to ask you, now, this is your own intuition, forget me being a psychic, but do you see yourself being poor?
No.
Do you, if here's another good question. Do you think that your money is going to be an issue for you in this lifetime? Deep down inside, do you honestly feel it's going to be an issue for you?
No.
Me neither.
No. But I've convinced myself that it will be for some reason.
Snap out of it.
I know. I'm trying.
He needs something to worry about.
Yeah.
And also, really, really fast, I read a girl who was a Taurus. Beautiful. Mm-hmm. Gorgeous body of the year, beautiful hair, beautiful face.
She's body of the year. Exactly, yeah. I love that.
She came to me for a reading, and she was like, I gave her all this stuff about her love life and all this great stuff, and she had the nerve to ask me, well, what about my career? Mm-hmm. And I started laughing at her, and I was like, I don't mean to be a bitch. I said, but you're a kept girl. I said, you are somebody, and here's what bothers me about society is that what's so wrong about being a housewife? What's wrong with being a stay-at-home mom that takes care of the house? That's mm-hmm. what I told her. I said, you want to be a housewife? I said, and she's like, yeah, but I said, no, don't tell me. You're not going to be boring. You are not going to just take advantage of, I don't have a job. She's like, I go, you are somebody that decorates the house, takes the kids to and from soccer. You want to pick up your husband's dry cleaning. Like, it's old.
Be a housewife? Is that what you're saying?
No. I'm just kind of, but I feel like that person's going to provide that type of lifestyle for him. That's mm-hmm. going to tell him that's fine. That's what you want to do, but you know, you don't have to. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. That's what I see with him. And that same thing with that friend of mine is I told her, I said, there's nothing wrong with that. I said, you're so worried about how other people are going to think about it, but you would kill it. You would get inspiration by decorating the house, and who knows, you might start a fucking YouTube channel based on what you're doing there. Don't sell yourself short. And she's like, oh my God, I had such a huge problem with that. I said, be you. There's nothing wrong with that.
And maybe that person needs that person to offset, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, provide that inspiration. There's nothing for me to worry about. I'm involved in a relationship. That's one less thing for me to worry about. It opens the windows of your mind. It brings that clarity, and you start getting different ideas. Mm-hmm. So, again, with you, please do not think that I think that you're going to have a difficult life here. I don't see that. I really feel like you're here for redemption and that you're going to evolve the way that you're supposed to evolve. But get out of your head every now and then. And again, since we've made this connection, if you ever need insight, you ever need guidance, you ever need a shoulder to lean on or support, mm-hmm. or you're like, you know, tell me if this bitch is going to fuck me over, ask me.
Thanks. How sweet. Yeah.
Same thing with you.
Thank you very much. Yeah. That's very kind of you.
You're welcome.
Okay. Should we talk? Well, I want to know, is the person that I'm in a relationship with, what do you see for us?
Specifics.
Is there a picture I can see of this person? I think that you guys are good for each other.
Mm-hmm.
But she's also somebody that's going to have a hiccup when it comes to her emotions as well, too. And I think that she thinks that she's here to provide a service to you as far as like, kind of like, you know, I'm there for you. I'm there to help you out or whatever you need or whatever. But I wonder who's doing that for her. I'm not saying that you're not doing that for her, but she kind of can distract herself with other people to keep her from herself at times.
Mm.
Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
So I question her mental later on. Not that she's going to go crazy, but she needs to do some evolving on her own too.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. As we all do, most of us.
Yeah.
But she's got a little bit of a sarcastic attitude. Like kind of like witty. Is she very sarcastic and witty?
Yeah, I would say so.
Mm-hmm. So she can hide behind that at times too. And I don't think that she's really leaned into that emotional and that vulnerable side of her. And as far as like allowing her, she probably takes care of you.
Mm.
And so you got to make sure that you provide that back to her because she's a Virgo.
Yeah.
If you ever listen to my show, I'm always talking shit about Virgos.
Really?
I they're great people. I can't get rid of them. Mm-hmm. They're
Beyonce.
Except Beyonce. They're all in my life. I can't get rid of them. But the one thing that the Virgo always does is they overthink. They always they forget why we fell in love with them. Mm-hmm. They forget why. Yeah. Yeah, because when they get involved in relationships or romance, they feel like they have to put on a different hat, mm-hmm. and they forget that the reason why we fell in love with them is because who they were at that time. so they can lose their identity sometimes in relationships there, or go above and beyond for everybody else and kind of distract themselves that way, that they're not taking care of themselves internally. I don't want to put doom and gloom on it. Like Nick Vial asked me the same thing.
Yeah.
What do you see with this here? I don't want to cause trouble.
No, I mean, do it. Yeah.
If people ask, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Exactly.
If you want to know, really.
Then how long do you think this relationship will be?
How long have you guys been together?
I don't know how to answer that. Like 6 months. But it was pandemic time, so it was like pretty slow.
Yeah. We'll give it a year and a half, 2 years, as far as like before the next evolution, the next change comes in. But again, with her, if she has questions about this, she can always ask me. I just feel like, again, you're evolving. Your paths are completely different. People forget sometimes that when you're involved in a relationship, if you and I are together, you have your own life and I have my own life, my own path that I'm going down. We're still together. We're still involved in a relationship, but I'm going through different lessons than he is in this lifetime. Mm-hmm. Same thing with the two of you. And with you, your evolution and your growth is really going to bring you out of this mentality that you've been carrying around for a long time. You're going to really start, I'm telling you right now, this lifetime, you're going to really feel freer as you start to venture more into your 30s. And people could say, well, that's it doesn't take a psychic to tell somebody that when they get into their 30s, that things are going to change. But for somebody like you, that means the fucking world to you.
Yeah, no, I'm excited for my 30s.
Yeah, you do say that you're excited for your 30s.
I am.
I think that you psychically or intuitively know that your 30s, especially around 33, 34, are going to be big for you.
Cool. Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. I love to hear
it's a good age.
Yeah.
So how far apart are you guys?
I'm
4 years older.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you're going to go through yours obviously first. Mm. And again, with him, like I said, it makes it seem like I'm very like lenient with yours, but I just don't see a lot of like, I don't see either one of you dying alone. I don't see you guys being relationship-less. I don't see anything heavy duty coming in here and knocking you off. I just think, again, like what I told Nick, everything about you is very internal. He doesn't have a problem discussing what's going on with him at times or being a little bit more of an open book. You can be very guarded in fear that people aren't going to understand, or you sometimes you don't like to explain yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah. Totally. But I like that about you. Like immediately when I saw you, you sized me up. Yeah, she sat down, she looked at me, and you had your mask on, and I could just see you just looking at me, just making observations, and I just let you do what you did. And yeah, but I'm not worried about either one of you.
That's good to hear.
Yeah, this is so nice.
The things that you're seeing, are they set in stone or are they changeable? You know,
it depends. Like, I'll give readings to people and they'll ask about relationships, and that's fine and that's dandy, but You're outgoing, right? You can carry yourself very well in a conversation. What if I wasn't? You know, what if I was somebody that didn't allow myself to shine, was very hesitant to people, at arm's length to people? Who's going to get involved in a relationship faster, me or you?
Me.
Exactly. So you're going to put the work in, right? So when people ask me for it, I can predict all these hot dates that are going to be coming in. You're going to be shining at this time here. But if you don't get off your ass to do something about it, you're the one that's holding yourself back. So that's why I don't like to get too much of a futuristic reading. And that's where psychics go wrong, because they want that validation. They want that confirmation. I don't give a shit. I'm not connected to you in any way, shape, or form. You're not coming home with me. I'm not laying with you afterward. So it is what you make of it. So to answer your question, yeah, you can really do damage to yourself if you're a self-sabotaging type of person. So when I give you the reading, I tell you, just like I told you, the only thing standing in your way is you. You're too smart to let anybody sit on top of your shoulders or to hold you back.
Sounds good. Yeah. I mean, that's good.
Yeah. So yeah, people have the ability to change that. That's why, again, like I go through a certain point and then I just stop.
Wow. This was intense.
Yeah, super intense.
Thank you so much for all that you have said. I'm coming out of this feeling more, I know, you know, you say that I need someone assured, and I agree, but I also am coming out of this also feeling more assured, which I think is positive. So thank you.
But let me just ask you this really fast. I didn't tell you anything you didn't already know, right?
Yeah.
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 What makes it psychic is I never met you a day before in my life. Everything that I told you is what you already know about yourself. You know these lessons. So take what I've told you and do something with it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
I will.
Books.
We will.
Yes.
Thank you so much again. This has been an absolute pleasure. Where can the people find more of you if they want to book you? You know, do you have a show, you say?
Yeah, I have a podcast. It's on hiatus right now. It's called In Your Head with Chris Medina. Mm-hmm. I also, you could book a session, whether it's a half an hour session, an hour long session, on my website, chrismedina.guide. And for the people, for your audience, I am not a clock watcher. Like, if you have signed up for a 30-minute reading, it's going to go about to 40 to 45 minutes. I tell you when I'm done. So if you book an hour, it's going to be an hour to 10 minutes. Mm-hmm. So feel free to sign up for a session, chrismedina.guide. If they want to take a look at me, want to see what I'm about, my Instagram, Facebook, Twitter is @psychicchrisM.
Awesome.
Amazing.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks for listening. I'm Amy Oddman.
I'm Jack Dodge, and this is Dating Straight.
See you next Tuesday. We can be broken-hearted lovers.